Welcome to the Donna Sebo Show. Donna is an international mental practitioner, award-winning author, counselor, speaker, teacher, and radio TV personality. Dedicated to empowering others through her mental skills, she also features authors and experts from all over the world to share their knowledge and experience with you, the listening audience. Now, let's join Donna and her guests. Here's Donna.
Hi, and welcome. Welcome to an hour of Mind Power. But today we're going to be talking about sea powder. And that is not S-E-E, it's S-E-A. How can that be? What is it? Well, this is what we're going to be exploring. All of us constantly are being bombarded with information about how we should take care of ourselves, what we need nutritionally, all kinds of information. And if you're like me, once in a while you sit there and you go into a mind fog and you go, all right, now what else is coming up? Well, I think what we are going to be discussing today is something that's going to pique your interest because it's centuries old, millions of years old, really. And we, because of technology, are now finding out more about it. What is that? It is seaweed. Seafood, and that's S-E-A-F-O-O-D. I want to welcome to the Donna Sebo Show Scott Kennedy. This is a man who is deeply involved with one of the most fascinating subjects about food from the sea that you could ever imagine. Hi, welcome to the show, Scott.
Good morning, and thank you for having me. It's my pleasure to be here.
Well, this is a topic that I dearly love. And primarily it's because of the involvement my husband has had in aquaculture and other things. But you yourself are involved in food manufacturing. And this is, I think, a subject matter that people, they have a slight awareness of. But when it comes to the nutritional environment, when it comes to understanding the complexities of food, how it benefits the body, this is an area very few people really get into, and your business, you founded SeaVeg, now called PharmaSea, S-E-A, that is just quite an interesting thing here. You worked with a gentleman, Dr. Stefan Kran, and you have really gotten so much information about this. Scott, what is it that caused you to choose this particular modality to become involved with? I mean, seaweed, if you look at it, you go, oh, yeah, sure, this is really interesting. But for you, it has become a passion. Why?
Well, that's a lot, Donna. Thank you for that. It is a passion and a mission because, I see what's out there in the medical field. I found out in the early 80s that the drug companies were making the vitamins. I knew that all their modalities were synthetic pharmaceuticals. My mother had MS. I say had because she went into clinical remission after eating some seaweed pills that I had gotten her back in 1983. Now, she had MS for 27 years. Well, they say she still has it because it's incurable. And what they mean by that, it's incurable by us. It's incurable by the means that we want. It's incurable by the pharmaceutical means. In other words, we can't cure it synthetically, but we're going to say it's incurable, period. And people have to understand that because that group or that modality can't cure something does not mean a disease is incurable. That's the silliest thing in the world, but we trust them to, you know, they would tell us it's curable, wouldn't they, if it was? Well, no. If it's not curable by a pharmaceutical, they're going to say it's incurable. We have to find other means of curing ourselves, and these are organic diseases I'm talking about, immune malfunctions and degenerative
right.
disease. So she got better very rapidly, and in 2000, 17 years later, she got an MRI, and they looked at her original diagnosis. Not only was she diagnosed properly, when she was pregnant for me is when she actually got the MS in the 50s, not only was she diagnosed properly, but she was in clinical remission with no new demyelinization since 1983 when she began eating those seaweed pills. So I began promoting them. Nobody was listening for 10 years. I just helped people here and there. And, you know, it was a distributor for a company that had been in business since 1932. their owners and their founders all died off, and so I started my own company, and I created my own blend of sea plants, because eating sea plants every day makes all the difference in your health. And anybody that's listening, if you'll just eat seaweed every day in up to about 7 grams, which is the weight of a small lime, it will revolutionize your health, your blood, your thyroid, your brain, your body, and everything will change for you, where you can get out from under this medical contraption that really is in the business of making your degeneration more comfortable, extending it out, but never really curing anything, because they give us nothing to regenerate with, and regeneration is the cure for degeneration, and that's common sense.
Now, I'd like
to... So that's a lot, but that's what got me started on it, and her doctor didn't want to know about it. So her neurologist was not interested in what was putting my mother's, in 90 days, took away her numbness in her hands and her feet that she'd lived with for 27 years. He wasn't interested. I was then interested in why he wasn't interested. And
well,
I followed the money to the pharmaceutical companies, and I said, they only want a pharmaceutical cure. I mean, they say eczema and psoriasis is incurable. These are skin conditions.
True.
You know why? Because that comes from acidic blood. It comes from an imbalanced pH. And they're not in the food business. They're in the imbalanced pH business. All drugs are acidic. So, of course, they say eczema and psoriasis are incurable, because their drugs would actually help and exacerbate eczema and psoriasis. But eczema and psoriasis are curable by improving your pH in your blood. And that's done with food and with, alkaline foods. So that's really the problem, is the illusion in this country and in the world that these are really medical people trying to cure us, when they're really just trying to treat us, and I say pretty badly, unless it's an emergency and, giving birth or things like that. But for degenerative disease, they've failed horribly, because they give us nothing to regenerate.
Scott, I wanted to mention something here, because the material on seaweed itself is quite extensive. And it has been around for, oh my goodness, millennia. And seaweed harvesting and the consumption of seaweed, I would love to find out who the first person was that said, oh, this is a nice crunchy, and decided to use it as a food, because it's very, very unattractive. But people in Ireland, apparently, according to recorded history, were some of the first individuals to use seaweed, and it's a macroalgae. My husband, when he was learning of my interview today, said, Donna, do you know what seaweed is? And I said, yeah, it's ugly. It comes out of the water. I remember seeing it when I was a kid. And we were just joking, because he was busy. He's on his way to a meeting. And he said, it is a macroalgae. And this is something that is just utterly phenomenal. And the Irish, what do you have any idea why the Irish started using it? Because they're some of the first, and I know in the Asian world, seaweed is very important. How in the world did anybody decide to be brave enough to eat this stuff?
Well, that, your question presupposes that it is new in the Western world, in the Western hemisphere. Nero, the emperor in Rome, actually stated that no noble person should eat that stuff on the beach in the Mediterranean, so it never made it into the French cuisine, which is the basis of the Western diet, the European diet. And we are in the end stages of the European diet, dairy and meat. We've got the diet called the Industrial Revolution diet, full of chemicals and preservatives and soil that's depleted and all sorts of things. We won't go into that. But today there is a need for whole nutrition. Now, in the East, it never left. It was always a delicacy. I mean, I'll just name a few. Shen Nung in 3000 B.C., he's venerated in China as the father of medicine. He prescribed plants of the sea for all those desiring long life. So did Confucius. In Japan and China, since prehistoric times, they said that some algae are a delicacy fit for honored guests, even for the king himself. They consume 7 grams of seaweed every day. That's about the weight of a small lime. It doesn't take much. The oldest book in Iceland dates back to 961 BC. It includes detailed regulations about coastal property rights to be respected in the collection of sea vegetables. the Native Americans, the Eskimos, eat seaweed, and they brought seaweed in, and they, you know, they ate whale blubber until Crisco was created. Now they're full of heart disease. Yet when they ate that whale blubber, their arteries were clean. And so there's legitimate theories also that the manna, the white stuff that blew in the morning in Sinai Desert, there is a white species of seaweed that when it dries, it's actually white, and it's macroalgae. That's an ancient seabed. The condensation in the morning with the water, the hand of God and some sunlight, boom, it blows like snow. And my mentor showed me that. He dried it up and blew on his hand, and it blew like snow. So that's what manna means in Hebrew. It just means we don't know what it is.
Mm-hmm.
But that is the food, I believe, that was eaten there. It is an awesome food. And so it really is, I see it as a medicine because it's so powerful. But food should be your medicine, and that's the father of medicine, Hippocrates, said, let your food be your medicine, let your medicine be your food. We've gotten away from that, and these doctors, they take the oath, the Hippocratic oath, to get their license, and then they go out and push pharmaceuticals. So there's a big hypocrisy going on in that industry, and we should only go to doctors when we're extremely ill, we have an accident, we need joint replacements, but for degenerative disease, We're spinning our wheels, and nobody's getting any better, and we're feeding that machine tons of money when we could just go eat some seaweed every day and change our blood completely.
Well, one of the things that you bring out are, and you've just mentioned one of the many seaweeds that are there, there's brown algae that's very high in iodine content, and something that we're seeing today that is becoming all too prevalent is a deficiency of iodine in the Western environment to a degree where women are, especially during menopause, they're having problems with thyroid. Thyroid surgeries, removal of the thyroid has increased substantially. There are so many things that are not being paid attention to relative to how we can incorporate a level of nutrition into our daily diet so that we can keep our physiological mechanics running well, just like you expressed with your mother. But in the Asian culture, like with your rice rolls, they use seaweed as a wrapping, and this is just absolutely marvelous. It's a great way to, they wrap it around rice, and they incorporate it in many, many ways in their cooking. And as you've mentioned, the sea has so much to offer. I want to ask you a question, though. When we are in an era where we are recognizing that, and it's been a long journey, that we have created a toxicity in the ocean, how do we know that if we intake this algae, that it is not going to have toxicity in it? I mean, we have had more and more research coming up about foods that are grown on land and how important it is that we be aware that the chemicals we put on the land definitely go into the food, affect its nutritional balance. All of these components, the general population is beginning to become more and more aware of it, and I think that's one of the reasons why we're going into allopathic medicine. My question to you is, that so much of the ocean is becoming polluted, and I know there are certain areas like around New Zealand where it's good. Where is it that the seaweed comes from? How can the individual be aware that they're not taking in too much mercury or anything like this? Because the algae absorbs everything from its own environment.
Well, that's a compound question. You talked about the thyroid. You talked about pollution. You talked about the algae collecting everything. Now, I don't know where you're getting your information, but I've been doing this 28 years. Let me just say a few things. First of all, when you speak about the iodine and the thyroid problems, it's like an epidemic, and mostly with women. And women of all ages are experiencing hypothyroidism, a slow thyroid. And this is a cash cow for the medical people. It's a new way to get them a serious capital, because you come in, your thyroid's low, they put you on Synthroid or Levoxyl, and they say you have to be on it for the rest of your life. Now you're under every 6 months, your hair's falling out, you can't sleep right, and they're giving you this pill that they say if you don't take, you're gonna die. It is the biggest farce I have ever seen, because all they would have to do is say, eat seaweed every day. But see, they give you this fake thyroid hormone called Synthroid, and there are massive lawsuits against a company. They're paying off all the time, and doctors are still pushing it. So I want to address the thyroid problem first. Your thyroid needs iodine. You need iodine to live. And if you don't have iodine, if you're pregnant, your baby will be retarded. The mean IQ in Japan is 15 points higher than in the U.S. There's a spaciness going on when your thyroid's low. You're going to gain weight. And it's not the sugar and the fat that's causing the obesity in this country. It's the iodide and the salt. And that stuff in the salt is not iodine. And the World Health Organization told the National Institutes of Health, and when they laced it into the salt in the 30s, they just said, say it, tell them it's iodine. They would know the difference. Well, the thyroid makes iodide. So they made potassium iodide pharmaceutically. They laced it into the salt. Now it's ubiquitous in the food supply. 70% of it is found and hidden in foods, at restaurants and snacks and foods. And so too much iodide slows down the thyroid, just like too much. Your thyroid makes iodide, so if your pituitary senses all this iodide, it's going to shut down the gland. This is what happens when men take testosterone. Their testicles shrivel up, and that's with any gland. It stops working if the hormone is coming from the outside. So this is the cause of the obesity in this country. And women, they change their diet, they get off the fat and the sugar, and they can't lose weight. This is why. But the thyroid is very choosy. If it got real iodine in the food supply, if you took some seaweed today or had some sushi, it would pick up that iodine right away and slough off the fake stuff. It wants real, organically bound iodine, and that's what's found in seaweed. And so, if iodine were dangerous, then the entire Japanese population would be walking around with thyroid problems. And they don't have thyroid problems, and they get 10 times the RDA for iodine every day. That's a farce. The stuff that's dangerous is the isolated junk that they make pharmaceutically. And these are the doctors that are misrepresenting the truth about iodine. So get whole iodine, and there's no iodine in our food supply in America. So this is a major disconnect, because in Japan they get 7 to 10 times the RDA every day in 7 grams of seaweed. In the United States we get zero, with 98% of the households having iodized salt in there, and no seaweed in the food supply unless you go out and get it. And look at their health and look at our health. Look at their IQ and look at our IQ. Okay, the dumbing down of this country and the sickness in this country is coming from toxicity and malnutrition. But when we take that toxicity that's in our lunch, in our food, in our water, and in the air we breathe, and we project it out into the ocean, that raises the hair on the back of my neck. You made some statements that are utterly untrue, Donna. The oceans are not polluted. Some shorelines are polluted, but only 2% of the ocean is actually polluted. The ocean is twice as big as the land. We haven't polluted the whole land yet. And you can fly for 600 miles an hour for 12 hours and not see land. These oceans are huge, and they are providing oxygen for this world. If the oceans were polluted, we wouldn't be breathing, because 76% of the oxygen comes from sea plants. So your cells are breathing in a compound called oxygen that's made by a sea plant. And then they're breathing it underwater, under blue water in your veins, and they're breathing this oxygen. You start feeding them seaweed that's clean and comes from clean areas, and that's where we get it from. We test it. We're not in the business of bringing toxic food to people. I mean, what's really toxic is what we're eating every day. And by the way, we never ask the restaurant where that food came from. We don't look at the labels on all our foods and wonder about toxicity. But, we have to question, seaweed. It's really the illusion is in us, in our brains, and to the degree you're under the illusion, you've got the first three letters, ill. And so I bring people out of the illusions. I say, add seaweed to your diet every single day in any way you can, and I provide it in a perfectly safe way. And we've had a liability policy for 11 years. We haven't had one claim on it. I mean, I don't like to pay on a $2 million liability policy and never have to pay a claim, because all we have is positive things that come up. But I can tell you what happens with iodine deficiency: increases risk of miscarriage and stillbirth, slows metabolism, causes severe mental retardation, growth stunting, apathy, impaired movement, speech or hearing, spaciness. Considered the world's greatest cause of preventable brain damage. It's needed for growth and survival of the nervous system in fetuses and their brain development. critical in normal development of the baby in the womb and while mothers are lactating. And so even a mild iodine deficiency can impair development and cause subtle defects in visual motor skills, hearing, and intelligence in children and adults. And iodine deficiency has resulted in an estimated 80 million children suffering from some form of permanent mental retardation. And so what do? They put potassium iodide in the salt. They put a synthetic pharmaceutical in the salt instead of telling people to eat seaweed. Now, I'm saying a lot here. If seaweed was so great, why wouldn't your government be telling you about it? Well, your listeners and yourself, if you think about it, you've heard nothing about seaweed from our government. I mean, in France, you heard about the French paradox. You know, they have high cholesterol and low coronary heart disease. Why don't we hear about the Japanese paradox, where they're eating tons of seaweed, and they smoke like fiends, and they have the lowest lung cancer death rate in the world? Japanese men who smoke live longer than American men who never smoked. Okay, so they're eating 7 grams of seaweed every day, and in it is the iodine, all the minerals, every vitamin, every nutrient, every glycosugar, everything that we know is found in these plants. And all you have to do is get it from a clean area, and that's not difficult. And we import it by the ton, and it's always tested for mercury and for cadmium and for lead. You know, this negative publicity about the ocean is just the same thing. Look, the ocean's polluted, come to us. This is polluted, you know, go here. But really what's polluted are people's minds and really coming from what they're eating and the toxicity on the land. And so eating seaweed every day can remove toxins, but the cells get stronger. The T3 and T4 that is emitted from the thyroid gland when real iodine is taken into the body happens in 15 minutes. This will change women and your listeners in a matter of days. They know the difference. And then when women are really trying to go eat vitamins, and the vitamins are made by drug companies. Centrum and One A Day are the two biggest ones. That's Bayer and Pfizer. Mm-hmm. Now you have to believe, can they make vitamins in a laboratory? That's Frankenstein stuff. They can't. These are made from coal tar. They're plastic imitation copies. So, you know, I'm on a mission to get people out of the illusion that you know, there's nowhere you can go to get healthy. No, the Creator, if you believe in God or the Creator, provides solutions. But I believe He heals His creation with His creation. You wouldn't fix your house with you wouldn't replace the wood with plastic. Yeah, you get car parts for your car. Well, your body's organic. Why are we going to synthetic vitamins and synthetic drugs to fix our organic body? That's our illusion. And that illusion has come up through the Industrial Revolution, and I'm seriously against that. So, no, the ocean isn't polluted, but our thought process is polluted, and our bodies are polluted, and to get them unpolluted is to eat from the sea.
This component of algae, and there's so many different ones, and there are various reports that people can check out. It's been going into anti-obesity foods, but the points that were significant to me is that algae, seaweed, has antimicrobial properties. It has polysaccharides, phytochemicals. Now, polysaccharides and phytochemicals have become buzzwords in an environment that I've been brought in contact with during the past 5 years, especially. And this is something when you can incorporate it through a very natural means, the body works with it so very, very well. And you talk about, in your information that I received, about unique phytochemicals that are not present in terrestrial plants. And I had this memory of the Disney movie, Voyage to the Bottom of the Sea, where Captain Nemo is harvesting in the sea. And so many people have talked about this for a number of generations, and you were doing it at this time, and so many people I think it's very far removed from their thinking. Sea farming.
Yes.
This is something you're deeply involved with. Tell us a little bit about these phytochemicals.
Well, you've certainly done your homework, Donna, and both in the iodine area, thyroid, because women are mostly affected. I might add that on my past lecture a minute ago, the thyroid in women, it controls their endocrine system. So it controls all your hormones. And that's why it's so bad. If women aren't getting iodine, it's affecting their mood, their monthly hormones. Also seaweed is highly antibiotic and antibacterial. Well, think about iodine. If you put iodine in a cut, it kills all the bacteria. How about having some iodine going through your blood every day? And so that's really, it's really powerful in these ways. And the Japanese women don't even have symptoms of menopause. They don't get the hot flashes, and their skin is real smooth. And that's another effect that, that women will have in the first 6 weeks. People will say, your face is changing. What cream are you using? Well, it's not cream. Your skin's being made 6 layers deep 6 weeks earlier and pushing right out. So these chemicals that you mentioned, the phytochemicals, you know, in the last 10 years, and I've been doing this 28 years, and I've studied more biology and physiology than anybody in my industry. I have more of a, just as much a problem with my own industry, the health care in, or the health, the natural health industry, as I do the pharmaceutical industry, because the people aren't trained. I mean, they don't care. They're just doing it to make money, and they're selling all these liquid supplements and, you know, from a berry in a forest somewhere, and you pay a lot for that. So we bring whole plants. We believe whole plants are the way to go, and these whole plants are very concentrated with up to 60 times the nutritional density of any known land plant. And in that density are all these phytochemicals, and they found that, you know, there's a B complex. We all know that. But there's also an A complex called mixed carotenoids, beta-carotene, gamma-carotene, alpha-carotene. There's a vitamin E complex, mixed tocopherols. Well, they haven't synthesized all those different chemicals. They've only synthesized beta carotene, and their studies show that that causes problems when people are taking it. In fact, the vitamin industry now is going the way of trans fats. The studies are out there that if you're taking multivitamins as a woman, your mortality goes up 17%. You're 17% more likely to die than someone that's not even taking any vitamins. These things are toxic, and it's hard to get your head and hands around that. But these phytochemicals that are found in seaweed and in our supplements, and, you know, we believe that if you're not going to eat it and cook it, I know people are going to do that. I'm not going to do that. But I want to feed my cells the most powerful food on the planet. And I did this as much for me and my mother and my son and my friends and family as I have for my, and I get to do it as a business. But, you know, all I do is I overcome the myths. I have to take shots at the lies and the deception of these medical pharmaceutical people. I have to tell people that pharmacy means sorcery in Greek. I have to tell them it's mentioned in Revelation 5 times. I have to let them know that, you know, they say things are incurable only because they can't cure it with a pharmaceutical, and that it's great for, accidents and extreme problems, but when it comes to degeneration, you need something to regenerate with. So these phytochemicals help our cells regenerate. Our cells do the regeneration. I mean, in Japan, they put seaweed between bones for those polysaccharides, because the polysaccharides must be present for bones to graft together. They put a strip of seaweed between the two bones before they set them. They use seaweed for bed sores. And in this country, bed sores are a big problem. Remember, Christopher Reeve died from bed sores and complications from that. And these people could have put seaweed on his bed sores, and he would have been cured. I mean, they will not use organic compounds. And when you look at it deep enough, you see an evil, and an evil is just live spelled backwards. They use compounds that kill and block and inhibit, and that's what drugs are. And drugs are chemical agents that anti-acids, beta blockers, channel blockers, ACE inhibitors. They block or stop bodily or cellular processes, and they're to be used temporarily while the body heals itself. So seaweed helps the body heal itself like nothing else. Your cells are breathing in that oxygen that comes from sea plants, and your husband's right, these are macro plants. They're not microalgae. This isn't blue-green algae or chlorella. Stay away from that stuff. That's not even a human food, and they try to get you to believe it's the same as what's in the sea, and it isn't. These plants of the sea are macro plants, and we're macro beings, many cells held together with connective tissue. Seaweed is many cells held together with connective tissue, and that's those polysaccharides. I might add that those polysaccharides are very fragile, and that's why they get broken down through the processing of foods. And that's when aloe vera came out, they couldn't take the aloe vera gel, and they couldn't process it because it would break the polysaccharide chains, the molecular change, and it wouldn't be effective. So we've got to get back to whole plants in a way that, you know, and still make it convenient and accessible and affordable, and that's the business I'm in.
Well, Scott Kennedy, this has just been absolutely fabulous. I'm delighted that you were able to join me this morning. Now, your website is pharmacy.com. That's F like Frank, A-R-M-A, S like Sam, E-A, dot
pharmacy.
Com.
Pharmacy.
Excuse me? Pharmacy. I'm sorry.
Pharmacy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
sense.
It sounds like that other pharmacy, doesn't it, Donna?
Yes, it does. But this is a wonderful topic to explore, because I do know what Scott has said is true, because of various information that I've learned about and interactions with the different cultures. This is something that, for us as people, whenever we can learn more about how we can take charge of our own wellness, it makes all the difference in the world. And it is something that, little by little, technology is evolving, where eventually we'll be able to see what works for us individually more effectively. But this is something that is important. And I really think if you research it, you'll be very glad you did. Scott Kennedy, it's been a wonderful experience having you as a guest. And again, for those of you listening, pharmacea.com. Check it out and empower yourself. This is Donna Sebo. We're taking a break. We're going to be back in just a moment.
Are you concerned about nutrition? Do you work hard to eat right, try to feed yourself and your family nutritious food? Well, you'll want to know about glyconutrients. What are they? These are sugars that are present in nature. However, we're not getting them in our food anymore. Scientific study is proving that these sugars are necessary for all cellular and immune system function. Over 20,000 studies are conducted each year on glycoforms alone. These are the sugar protein structure that line each and every cell of the body. 4 out of the last 8 Nobel Prizes in physiology have been awarded for research in the area of cellular communication and how these sugars work in the body. This is Donna Sebo. Every day I bring to you information that will empower and light up your life. I would like to invite you to visit my website, DelphiInternational.com, and find out more about these glyconutrients. That's DelphiInternational.com. Go to my website, go to the left side of the screen, tap on the button that says glyconutrients. MIT's Technology Review, February 2003, states that glycomics is one of the 10 emerging technologies that will change the world. Education is the key to advancement of understanding and making our lives better. Visit my site, DelphiInternational.com. Go to the left side of the screen and tap on the button that says glyconutrients. I know it'll make a difference for you, as it has for me.
Are you taking too many oral pain pills and concerned about the side effects? Are you having trouble getting to sleep at night because of the pain? Well, I'm Lou Paradise. I had the same problems you have, cured my pain, eliminated pain pills and their side effects by developing Toprasin, pain relief and healing cream. Toprasin relieves pain without the side effects. It doesn't burn, it doesn't smell, and it doesn't stain. But don't take my word for it. Doctors, pharmacists, and pain specialists are using and recommending Toprasin and ending the suffering for thousands of people just like you. We know you hurt. We want to help. We are so sure that Toprasin will work for you, we offer a money-back guarantee. So if you want the pain relief without the side effects, ask for Toprasin. Toprasin is available at Duane Reade, Quick Check Pharmacies, and Wegmans. Ask for Toprasin or call 1-800-959-1007 for a store near you. That's 1-800-959-1007. Toprasin, the last pain medicine you'll ever need, and you can sleep on that.
Hi, this is Donna. Welcome back. Well, didn't that power up your day? I would think so. I just get so excited whenever I have an opportunity to bring information out that normally you're never going to see it in a newspaper. You might, if you read scientific magazines, get a hold of some of this stuff. But for the general public, it is not something it's focused on. So when we can educate ourselves, and that's part of the process, when we can educate ourselves, you get an amazing awareness of how you might be able to adapt or change your life. And I think so many times we feel like we're frozen. Do you ever feel like you're just so stuck you just can't even think? Well, many times it's because we're not well. And I have had people that I've known through the years, that when they become more nutritionally savvy, then they find that the brain fog is gone. They find that they're able to function much better in life. I've got one friend, and it's not good or bad. We're all different. But I have one friend. I was astonished. In a year, I hadn't seen her for a year. And when I saw her, I was just dumbfounded. She had trimmed off like 35 to 50 pounds of weight. She had a particular physiological condition that had totally reversed. And I said, wow, you look like a new person. What have you done? And she said, well, I had gone to the doctors as much as I possibly could. I went to them. I asked for this, that, or the other. We've done tests up the gazoo. I wasn't getting any better. And she happened to come across some information, some articles, and she started reading about nutrition. And she said, well, this other stuff isn't working. I'm becoming more and more crippled. I'm changing my mind. And she got involved in her own wellness. She also got involved in finding a physical exercise program that she could do with regularity. She even went so far as working with someone one-on-one, and they said, all right, we want you to try this and this and this, trying to figure out what was right for her body. They finally found the solution. This woman is just amazing. And I've heard this from more than one individual. Now, some people will say, for some reason, wheat doesn't agree with me, so if I cut that out, I'm feeling a lot better. Other people, it might be sugar. Some people, it might be some kind of meat. Other people, it might be dairy. You just don't know. And maybe none of it's necessary to eliminate if you're able to get a nutritional balance. And so we've become aware of certain points of information, but we don't always know the options available. And this is an option that I dare say that most of you listening had never truly considered. Now, maybe there's a few of you out there that have. But most of us, when we hear the word algae, we look at it as something that is bad. The stinking algae in waters that are not in balance. Well, look at all of this. But algae is a food, and it is a food on multiple levels of life. It's part of food processing, believe it or not. There are so many values with algae, just incredible values with algae. But I think some of the most significant are what we heard about today. Because if we are well and healthy, then we're going to think clearly. Then we're going to have a better balance in our life because our chassis are going to feel better. So go ahead, Google, you know, search whatever through whatever engine, check out seaweed, find out about it. Look at the history of it. You have Asian history that's phenomenal. The people in Ireland, so much. And, you know, I think of Finhorn, the farm, and maybe some of you are aware of this farm, and it's just, look it up. It's just absolutely an incredible place. But they would take seaweed, and they would compost it, and their gardens were out of this world. They were just phenomenal in growth. Just an incredible story about how they used seaweed, along with some other components. So there's so much that we can learn. It's really exciting when you look at life that way. If you can look at life with an enthusiasm and saying, I may not have the answer, but maybe somebody else does. And that's the value of technology today. And within seconds, at your fingertips, you have a library, an incredible library. In fact, it can be overwhelming. You get so much information. But at least you have access to information. And then it means exploring. So it's a wonderful part of life that we have today. And I just encourage you to reach out and explore it as much as you can. By the way, phone lines are open. And if you'd like to talk with me today, give me a buzz at 888-627-6008. That's 888-627-6008. Well, we're hearing a lot about the Olympics. So much is going on. The people in England, they're just thrilled, and can they outdo what's been done in the past? All of this wonderful excitement is coming up. And of course, it's thrilling to watch young people out there doing this phenomenal, phenomenal competition, which I think is invigorating. It just shows the human spirit, and they're from all over the world. And I just think this is marvelous. Talent doesn't care what country it's in. It doesn't care whether it's in a male body, a female body, capabilities. Who cares? It's when you can see the finest and the best. It's a wonderful inspiration for just about anyone. I wanted to share a story about a world-class athlete. Her name is Janet Evans. She's a swimmer. Now, she was able to break 3 world records at the age of 15. She competed in 3 Olympics. She won 5 medals, 4 of them gold. But she had never, ever been satisfied with this. Now, most of us, when we hear that, we go, why not? My goodness, wouldn't I be thrilled if I won a gold medal at the Olympics? Well, there's that essence of competition with oneself, and that's what Janet was doing. Now, she finished 6th in her signature race, which was an 800-meter freestyle at the 1996 Summer Olympics. And the reason she was frustrated is that she was 40 years old competing. Finishing 6th at 40 in Olympic competition, I think that's pretty good. But she said, you know, you're always going to have somebody that's younger, somebody that's faster. There's just always going to be that competition. And she said she could handle that. But she said, you know what? I started hitting a wall. She, no matter what she did mentally or anything else, she was hitting a wall. She said, frustrating in your 50s. She said, even more so at 25. And that's what happened to her. She started hitting a wall at a young age. But she got into a different career. She became a motivational speaker. She got married. She thought her swimming days were going to be behind her. And her husband said, you know, I don't think of you as an athlete. Now, this was before she turned 40. These changes went on before she turned 40. 25, her so-called career was over with swimming. But she decided she wanted to try at 40. Now, this started in September 2010. She went to swim for 2 hours at her local college pool. Now, she started at 5:30 in the morning. Now, why did she do that? Why was she getting up at that time? Well, her children were still in bed. She could do this, and she said, oh, my goodness. The first day out afterwards, I realized I had all these muscles that had not been working for a long time. It took her 9 minutes to swim 800 meters. Fabulous for a 40-year-old. But she said it didn't even touch the world record that she had made of 8 minutes, 16.22 seconds. So she started getting back into training, and she said she was getting stronger, she was getting faster. It was by fractions of a second every day, but she was improving. Her body was responding, her brain, her emotions, everything were in harmony. And she said, you know what? I found I wasn't worrying about what people thought. I was competing with myself. Well, this past January, she went to Austin, Texas for competition for the Olympic trials. She did a 400-meter freestyle, and she won it. This was her time, 4 minutes, 17.27 seconds, 5 seconds faster than her best practice time. She made a place in the Olympic trials, and in her 800-meter race, her timing was 8 minutes, 49.05 seconds, 10 seconds faster than her best practice time. She said, it's not a big deal to her that she wins the gold on the Team USA. She said, I'm having fun with this challenge. Just swimming's in my soul. But the greatest thing she discovered is that she was competing against herself, not against anyone else. And she is going to enjoy the challenge. So look for Janet Evans, a 40-year-old that is really surprising a lot of people. And what a marvelous example for anyone. Just because you maybe are in a phase where after you're in your 20s and you say, gee whiz, I can't do this anymore. No, 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 no. Don't go there. You don't know what you can do. you may find yourself being able to do things better because you're smarter about taking care of yourself. You're more disciplined about following through and doing what you need to do for you. It's really great. So I think Janet Evans is a marvelous example for all of us. And I just think she's already broken a record as far as I'm concerned. She's broken through a myth that your age determines what you're capable of doing. I heard about a 72-year-old woman who is a top-notch bodybuilder. 72 years old. Jack LaLanne would love her. Wherever Jack is, I hope he's just saying, yes. This is Donna Sebo. We're going to take a break for just a moment. Give me a buzz if you'd like to chat. I'd be delighted to light up your life with a little bit of intuitive insight. Call me at 888-627-6008. And we're taking a break. When we come back, more good things to share.
Do you have children between the ages of 3 to 10? Do you love children's books and collect them? Then you'll want to know about God's Kiss, the award-winning illustrated children's book that has been enjoyed by families around the world. 15 beautiful illustrations by Pacific Northwest artist Ed Gedrose accompany this lovely story about a little boy named Johnny that will capture your heart and mind in a very special way. Multicultural and non-denominational in content, it will become a family favorite that you and your children will want to read again and again. This book is available by itself through Amazon, or if you contact me, Donna Sebo, directly, you can get a personalized signed copy. There is also a talking book. You can order the talking book CD by contacting me via email, donna@delphiinternational.com, or by calling 253-582-5604. You can also visit my website, delphiinternational.com, to see more details. God's Kiss is a family classic that belongs in everyone's library. Get your copy now.
Have you ever had a friend tell you about a product they really believed in? Hi, this is Donna Sebo. Toprosin is a homeopathic cream that is just fabulous. I use it and my friends use it for relief of painful discomfort such as aching muscles and sore feet. Odorless, non-greasy, it is a product that belongs in everyone's medicine cabinet and first aid kit. Check out www.toprosin.com. That's T-O-P-R-I-C-I-N. And find out more information. You can order Toprosin online or call 800-959-1007. That's 800-959-1007. Be sure to give them the code DS30 and you'll receive a 30% discount. Toprosin, non-toxic, safe for children too. This is a product that really works. Try it. I think you'll like it.
Hi, this is Donna. Welcome back. Quickly, I want to mention to those of you who are listening from the state of Washington a wonderful event coming up. You hear me talking about it. The Washington Midsummer Renaissance Fair, it's just around the corner. In fact, its first segment of this wonderful family event is coming up the first weekend in August. It will go on for the first 3 weekends in August. And it's being held at the Kelly Farm in Bonnie Lake, Washington. The hours are 10 a.m. to 7. And you can go to their website, WashingtonFaire.com, and find out more. The important thing that I feel is happening here today is that I have a few free passes left. I don't have a bunch. They're disappearing quite quickly. So if you would like to have a free pass, I have about 6 left now. So if you will give me a call at my office, 253-582-5604, or email me at donna@delphiinternational.com, we will get one off in the mail to you quickly so that you can have it. So remember, check in with me so I can give you a free family pass. It's my pleasure. The Washington Midsummer Renaissance Fair, the first 3 weekends. It's hard to believe it's just a week away. And look for me there, because I'll be in a booth. There are big, bright yellow banners with gigantic red lions on them, and that's how you recognize my booth. And I'm going to be there doing many consultations. I'll also have a number of items with me, books and some new CDs that I've brought out. We haven't gotten the information up on the website yet, but I do have some new CDs, The Miracle of Eight Pennies, Mind Magic. These are now going to be available for purchase, and I've got to set up everything on my website, so a lot of things are going on in the Donna Sebo environment, and that should be hopefully in place before the end of this month. Anyway, give me a buzz if you'd like to chat, 888 627-6008. I don't know about you, but Indiana Jones has become a classic, and in the lives of many people, it is just loved. The people that put all of this together just did an absolutely incredible job, and of course, we all know how much it made a difference in Spielberg's career, but also Harrison Ford's career. Well, with the first Indiana Jones, do you remember that gigantic ball that comes rolling towards him? It's the signature scene in the first Indiana Jones, and it was the whole scene was built on a soundstage at Elstree Studios, just outside of London. And, of course, Jones, he survives all of these phenomenal experiences and grabs the golden idol, but the giant boulder pursues him out of the cave. Well, this all of this was done before the sophisticated computer animation that we see such awesome, awesome demonstration of today. And Harrison Ford, when he was working on this scene, he really wanted to make it believable. So he actually, when you see him running, he was actually outrunning the boulder. They really set it up so there was this massive boulder. He was running like crazy. That was not make-believe in the sense of him not, you know, just standing in front of a green screen running. That wasn't it. This was a 12-foot prop, and it was made of plaster wood and fiberglass. Now, that boulder, as light as that may seem, it weighed over 300 pounds. Now, they had to shoot the scene twice from five different angles. So Harrison Ford got his exercise when they were doing that scene because he had to outrun the boulder 10 times. And Steven Spielberg said afterwards, he said, "I was really an idiot for letting him do this. It was really taking a chance because he could have been injured." However, there was another stunt in the Indiana Jones movie, and, you know, where Indy is clinging to a cockpit door of a plane, which remains open. Well, the reality is that when the plane's taking off, the door has to be closed so the pilot can control the plane's rudder. And just after the scene where the plane flies out of camera range, well, no one knows that it crashed into a big stand of mangrove trees. Now, the seaplane in the shooting was only about 15 or 20 feet off the ground when the pilot lost control. So fortunately, he was slow enough that they came out of it without any injuries. And then, do you remember the scene of the snakes? That is just, that is just absolutely unreal. But you know what? They created an illusion. When they spread out the snakes, they ordered 2,000 snakes. Does that raise the hair on the back of your neck? 2,000 snakes they ordered to fill the floor. But when they tested the set and spread out the snakes, those reptiles barely covered a quarter of it. So this is what they did. They didn't want more live snakes. 2,000. Yeah, that's a much. They had 3,000 mechanical snakes made of rubber, and they operated them by wires. But whenever people were operating these wires to manipulate the snakes, make them slither and do all their stuff, they all were in unison. Snakes don't move like that. So, he said, Spielberg said it was like the June Taylor dancers were doing their choreography there. So he had to find more snakes. So they went to every pet shop in London, and of course in the scene, Harrison Ford and Miss Ellen were going to go right into the snakes. With that scene, there were 7,000 of these wiggly, creepy snakes on the set. 7,000 of them! Well, Harrison Ford wasn't afraid of them at all. He had played with snakes when he was a kid. So his fright, he was able to feign for the camera. But Karen Allen, Miss Allen, who was playing opposite of him in the lead female role, she said, you're not getting me into that. So they had a double that went in for her. And you'll never believe who it was. Now, I don't have a name, but it was a man who shaved his legs and put on Karen's dress. He was that slender, and he was able to get away with portraying her. Nobody knew it. Fascinating stuff. Hollywood's amazing. This is Donna Sebo. Oh, by the way, on Monday, we are going to have a wonderful guest. It's a surprise guest, and you'll find all about it on Monday. We've actually got two guests on Monday, so I hope you'll join me. Remember, always, you're the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul. Have a magnificent life. You deserve it, and so does everyone around you. Be that light that makes life in other people's worlds much brighter. Have a magnificent weekend. Talk with you on Monday, right here, same time, same place. Bye for now.
You have been listening to The Donna Sebo Show. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast, send $10 to The Donna Sebo Show, P.O. Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497-0272. Be sure to put the date of the broadcast in your request. If you are not able to be a part of today's program, join Donna and her guests Monday through Friday, and she will be here to take your calls. Thank you for listening and being part of our program. Have a wonderful day.